From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. One-party rule in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today the world should respect his Justice and Development Party's victory in snap parliamentary polls, which he described as the people of Turkey voting for stability. The election on Sunday returns Turkey to single-party rule just 5 months after the AKP lost its majority in parliament in a June poll. Ersin Kalajalo is a political analyst at Sabancı University in Turkey.
This majoritarian twist with division, an adversarial majoritarian populist politics that degenerates into some kind of deep-running conflict between the government and the sinister forces of the opposition is definitely a vote-getter. So I'm not so sure whether the ruling party will be very eager to jettison that posture.
Sunday's vote followed months of rising tensions between the government and a loose alliance of pro-Kurdish leftists, feminists, and nationalist Kurds. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's on a visit to Central Asia. It follows stops in Europe and the Middle East. On Sunday, he met with the leaders of five former Soviet republics.
Are all concerned about a resurgence. All concerned about a resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan and the recruitment of their people into such terrorist organizations as Islamic State. The UN Security Council condemned the Somali militant group's Al-Shabaab's attack Sunday on a Mogadishu hotel that left at least 12 people dead. The council praised the response by Somalia's army, which killed all of the attackers. This is VOA News. Police in Bangladesh say they're investigating a local radical Islamic group in the latest deadly attacks on two publishers in the capital of Dhaka. Police suspect the banned group Answala Bangla Team carried out the Saturday's attacks. An airline official says only external factors could have caused the disintegration of the Russian passenger jet that crashed in Egypt. Alexander Smirnov, the director of flights of the Metrojet airline, said today in Moscow, there are no technical failures that could lead to the plane breaking up in the air. The plane wasn't flying, it was falling, according to Mr. Smirnov. The crew totally lost control, and for that reason, there was not one attempt to get in contact and report on the accident situation on board. Mr. Smirnov said the Metrojet charter flight received significant damage to its construction that did not allow it to continue its flight. South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have quickly agreed to resolve a decades-long dispute over Korean women forced to serve as sex slaves during Japan's brutal occupation of the Korean Peninsula in the first half of the 20th century. The new Speaker of the House of Representatives, Congressman Paul Ryan, appeared on national television Sunday to talk about how he intends to lead as Speaker, VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
I don't think so.
45-year-old Ryan, the youngest speaker elected in more than 100 years, says his election represents a new day and promised to break with the past.
Get the House working like it was intended to work, like the founders intended it to work. Open up the process. I think it's very important that we do find common ground where we can find common ground to advance the nation's interests and do it in a way where we don't have to compromise principle.
Ryan says many Americans are falling behind economically, with about 46 million living in poverty, and described U.S. foreign policy as a disaster. Ryan, who is second in line of succession to the presidency behind the vice president, says he was elected to unify Republicans and plans to operate by leading the House to consensus rather than dictating consensus. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. salvage team is preparing to launch a remotely operated submersible to confirm that wreckage discovered near the Bahamas is that of the cargo ship El Faro, lost in a storm at sea last month. The ship vanished on October 1st with 33 crew members during Hurricane Joaquin. Authorities said they aim to survey the wreckage and hope to locate a voyage data recorder that could yield clues as to what happened. And the Kansas City Royals won their first World Series crown since 1985, capitalizing on a critical mistake to tie the game in the ninth inning, and then breaking away in the 12th to beat the New York Mets 7-2 in Game 5 on Sunday. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.